Ekatra Podcast Conversations for the Curious Essential Knowledge, Simplified, your gateway to essential ideas that matter most. This audio summary has been prepared with the help of Ekatra AI. Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling a word that, well, gets a bad rap, doesn't it?
It really does. Deconstruction.
Right. For decades, it's been thrown around often as like a philosophical insult. People think it means just smashing things, nihilism.
Chaos, yeah. But we're here today to hopefully rescue it.
We're diving into David J. Gunkel's book, Deconstruction, Method, Meaning, and Digital Application. It's super accessible, actually, and really relevant.
That's the mission, right, to show what deconstruction actually is. Gunkel presents it not as demolition, but as this, well, this affirmative ethical toolkit.
A toolkit, I like that. And he argues it's essential right now for navigating, you know, everything the 21st century throws at us, AI, social media, virtual identity.
Exactly, because Gunkel's looking past that academic caricature. He's saying, look, this isn't a sledgehammer. It's a careful method for deep investigation.
And we need it because those old boundaries, human versus machine, real versus virtual, they feel like they're dissolving, don't they?
They really are. Things are getting blurry. And Gunkel thinks deconstruction gives us the critical framework to actually handle that complexity, that instability.
Okay, so let's talk about our guide here. David J. Gunkel. Who is he?
Well, he's a distinguished teaching professor at Northern Illinois University. And interestingly, his background isn't traditional literary theory.
Ah, okay. So what is his focus?
Philosophy of technology, cyberculture, new media. So he's coming at this from a very contemporary angle.
All right. I think I know some of his other work. The Machine Question, about AI and robot ethics.
That's the one. So what makes his take on deconstruction distinctive is that he sees it as a living methodology for now. He's not treating Derrida like a museum piece.
He's connecting the dots then.
Yeah.
From Derrida's, you know, very text-focused origins.
To these really pressing questions we face today, like how do we build an identity on Instagram?
Or, yeah, what are our ethical obligations to a sophisticated AI? These aren't abstract questions anymore.
Not at all. And Gunkel's expertise is applying these critical frameworks to technology. He bridges that gap between complex philosophy and, well, the devices in our pockets.
So he sounds like the perfect person to translate this theory into something genuinely useful for us.
I think so. He makes the abstract feel urgent and practical, showing how it really impacts your life.
Okay, let's get into the book itself then. It's part of the MIT Press Essential Knowledge series, right?
Yes, and it's designed to be just that, an essential primer. Concise, authoritative, but really aimed at, you know, curious general readers, people who want depth without getting bogged down in academic speak.
And the central argument, it's basically turning the common view on its head.
Completely. He insists deconstruction is not about destroying meaning. It's the opposite, really. It's a careful, responsible investigation into how meaning gets constructed in the first place.
So, like, lifting the hood and seeing how the engine works?
Exactly. Revealing the hidden assumptions, the internal contradictions, maybe the power structures built into the concepts we use every day without thinking.
And the book walks you through this.
Yeah, it's structured very clearly. Starts by busting those myths like the anything goes idea. Then it traces the philosophical roots, you know, Plato, Saussure, how Derrida built on them.
But the core is the method itself.
Right, the toolkit. And then crucially, applying that toolkit to our digital world. That's Gunkel's big contribution here.
So the ambition is pretty significant, to make deconstruction feel vital again.
Definitely. To prove it's not just some historical curiosity, but indispensable for making sense of the ethical knots we're tied up in today. It's a call to engage more carefully, more justly.
Okay, let's unpack that toolkit. You mentioned Gunkel starts by correcting the biggest misconception, this idea of demolition.
Yes, he tackles that head on. He says, think less smashing and more dismantling or disassembling.
The watchmaker.
Perfect analogy. You take a watch apart, not to destroy it, but to see how it works, right?
Yeah.
To understand the mechanics, the components, where the tensions are.
So deconstruction is like a really, really close reading, aimed at understanding how meaning itself is put together.
Precisely. That shift in perspective is fundamental.
So if we're dismantling concepts, what are the key structures Gunkel focuses on? He talks about binary oppositions, right?
Yes, that's central. The idea that Western thought loves to think in pairs. Good devil, male, female, presence, absence.
Or lumen machine.
Exactly. The crucial insight Gunkel and Derrida share is that these pairs are never equal. There's always a hierarchy. one term gets privileged, valued more.
Like speech being seen as more authentic than writing.
Yeah.
Logocentrism.
Right. Or historically, the human being privileged over the machine, or the natural over the artificial. It's baked into our thinking.
Okay, so the deconstructive process Gunkel outlines has steps. Identify, reverse, displace. How does that work with, say, that human-machine binary you mentioned? It feels so relevant with AI ethics.
Great example. So first, you identify the binary and its hierarchy. Human privileged over machine, subordinate.
Okay.
Second, you reverse it. You could argue, maybe playfully, maybe seriously, that the machine is superior in some ways. Memory, calculation speed, lack of bias, perhaps.
Right. Flip the script. But that's not the end goal.
No, the key step is the third one. Displace the logic altogether. Show that the two terms aren't really opposites, but are deeply intertwined, mutually dependent.
So displacement here means showing the line was never that clear to begin with.
Exactly. Think about it. A person with a pacemaker, or advanced prosthetics, or even just relying on algorithms daily. Where's that sharp line between human and machine?
It gets blurry fast.
Deconstruction reveals that the very definition of human often relies on its difference from the machine. The supposed other is actually essential to defining the self. The binary breaks down.
Okay, that makes sense. What's the next tool in the kit? Difference, that famous Derrida word.
Yes, difference, with an A. It sounds academic, I know.
It does a bit.
But it's powerful. It's a play on the French word differer, which means both to differ and to defer.
Differ and defer.
Okay.
How does that apply to, say, trying to find truth online?
Well, think about meaning. Saussure, the linguist, said meaning comes from difference. Cat means cat because it's not dog or mat.
Right. Relational.
Derrida adds the deferral part. Meaning is never fully present in one word or sign. It's always postponed, pointing towards other signs in the chain. It's endlessly deferred.
So apply to digital media. Truth or authenticity isn't something solid you can just grasp.
Exactly. It's constantly deferred. Think about a news story. Its meaning shifts with the next update, the next comment, the next related article the algorithm feeds you. It's always pointing away, never fully arriving.
That really captures the feeling of, well, the instability of online information, doesn't it? No final word.
It's always in flux, which leads nicely to Gunkel's other big case study. The real versus virtual binary?
Ah, yes. The common sense is that the real world is authentic and the virtual is, well, fake or secondary.
Right. But Gunkel uses another key deconstructive tool here, the concept of the supplement.
The supplement. That's something seemingly added on secondary, right? Like writing is supposedly a supplement to speech.
Precisely. Or in this case, virtual reality or your online persona is seen as a supplement to your real life or real self.
But deconstruction flips that.
It shows that the supplement is often secretly essential for the primary term to even make sense or function. Think about it. Your online reputation, it can absolutely dictate your real-world job prospects.
Or a virtual relationship having real emotional consequences. Or crypto assets having real financial value.
Exactly. The virtual isn't just a pale imitation. It actively shapes, conditions, and even defines what we experience as real. The supplement becomes necessary. The binary collapses again.
It feels like Gunkel's real move is making this practical. It's not just word games. It's about how these unstable concepts force us to ask better ethical questions about technology.
That's the heart of it. Okay, so we've got the tools. We've seen them applied. Let's try and pull out the core messages Gunkel wants us to take away. What are the big themes?
Okay, theme one seems to be deconstruction is meticulous craftsmanship. It's not just winging it or having an opinion.
Right. It's disciplined, it's rigorous, it's about looking closely at the text or the system or the code and finding the logic, the contradictions, the tensions that are already there.
Not imposing them, but revealing them.
Exactly. Second big theme, the instability of hierarchies, those binary oppositions we talked about.
Yeah.
Gunkel calls them violent hierarchies in disguise. Strong words.
Wow. Why violent?
Because whenever you privilege one thing over another, man over woman, citizen over immigrant, human over machine, you create systems of exclusion, marginalization, sometimes outright oppression. Deconstruction exposes that violence.
Okay, that has huge ethical implications. What's number three?
Meaning is dynamic and open. Because of difference, because meaning is relational and always deferred, it's never locked down, never final.
Which sounds liberating.
It should be. It means no single authority, whether it's a government, a tech company, an algorithm, gets to have the last word. There's always room for reinterpretation, for challenging the dominant meaning.
That feels really important today. And the last one.
This feels like the most crucial corrective. Deconstruction is affirmative and ethical. It's not nihilistic. It's actually deeply tied to justice and responsibility.
How so?
By making us question the certainties we take for granted, it forces us to be more responsible for the concepts we use, the lines we draw. It demands an openness to the other, whether that's another person, another culture, or even a non-human thing like an AI or the environment.
Okay, those four themes really reframe the whole idea. To make it even clearer, maybe we should look at some specific ways Gunkel phrases these core ideas, like paraphrase quotes that stick with you.
Good idea. On the method itself, he really drives home that dismantling idea. Something like, deconstruction is more like critical dismantling, taking a machine apart not to smash it, but to see how it works, understand its internal logic, and identify its points of tension. That analogy is key.
Yeah, the watchmaker again. And on meaning, capturing difference.
He puts it something like, the meaning of a word isn't found in a dictionary entry, but in the web of differences separating it from all other words. And that meaning is never fully present. It's always deferred. That's difference. It emphasizes the network, the delay.
And on the ethics, especially with AI, that felt like a major shift.
Yes, he reframes the question entirely. Instead of asking, is this AI really conscious like us? He'd say something like, a deconstructive approach asks, how has the human-machine binary structured our thinking? And what ethical responsibilities emerge when technology starts to break that binary down? It's about the framework, not just the tech.
That really shifts the focus to our own assumptions. Okay, this is powerful stuff, but how does someone listening right now start using this? What are the immediate practical applications?
Well, first off, critical media and political literacy. It's huge. When you read a news article, watch an ad, listen to a politician ask, what binaries are being set up here? Us versus them. Who is being privileged?
And what's being left unsaid? The supplement.
Exactly. What crucial context is missing that actually props up the main argument? Asking those questions makes you way less susceptible to manipulation.
Okay, that's useful.
What else?
Think about navigating digital identity. Apply this lens to yourself. That hard line between your real self and your online persona, question it. Gunkel helps us see how they mutually shape each other. How does your online activity affect your real life, and vice versa? Analyze the algorithms. How do they create hidden hierarchies of what you see?
It's quite personal.
Well,
and maybe even in a professional setting.
Absolutely. Professional analysis.
Yeah.
Look at the buzzwords and core assumptions in your workplace. Work-life balance, for instance. Deconstruct that binary. Are they really separate? How do they depend on each other? What tensions does that separation create or hide? It can lead to genuinely fresh thinking about old problems.
So it's a way of questioning the foundations we usually take for granted.
Precisely.
You know, reflecting on this, what surprised me most about Gunkel's approach is how he transforms deconstruction from something that sounds negative or destructive into what feels like a deeply responsible, almost affirmative act. It's about critical vigilance, not cynicism. It really does feel like a practical toolkit for the messy realities we're in.
I completely agree. For me, the final thought is that Gunkel shows us complexity and uncertainty aren't necessarily problems to be solved or eliminated.
Oh.
They can actually be productive spaces. The real value here isn't getting final neat answers. It's about learning to ask better questions, keeping those crucial ethical discussions open, and embracing the interconnectedness that technology keeps highlighting. It's about navigating the gray areas responsibly.
Keeping the questions open. That feels like a very deconstructive and very necessary place to end.
See you next time with another remarkable thinker, another powerful book, and another idea that has shaped our world. This audio summary is brought to you by Ekatra Foundation.